Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 31 and 33. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. I too try to please everyone in everything I do. I don't just do what is best for me. I do what is best for others, so that many may be saved. Life is forever throwing up questions. Just because we've decided to follow Christ, it doesn't mean that everything is straightforward. We often have very difficult decisions to make, and the answer isn't immediately obvious. That was clearly the case for Paul, who, in both this chapter and chapter 8, was struggling with the very awkward issue of food that had been offered to idols. In one way, it wasn't an issue at all, because idols are false gods. But for many people, their conscience made them uneasy about eating something that had been offered to an idol. Different Christians may act in different ways, but what matters is that they act out of a desire to please the Lord and to be helpful to other people. Paul was so determined to help other people to find Jesus as their Lord that he didn't want anything to get in the way. The issues we face today are completely different from Paul's time. But the same principles hold good. When we decide how to use our money, leisure time and homes, we will all come up with different approaches. Our society would tell us that we can do what we like with them. But Paul challenges us to make sure that our decisions are shaped by a determination to give glory to God. It isn't good enough merely to do those things that seem good to us. We need to think through our decisions to ensure that we're doing the best for others, with the hope that through our actions, they may also find new life in Christ. Now let me ask you a question. In what way does this teaching specifically challenge and help decisions that you are making at the moment? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to give glory to you in all that we do. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.